As we now come to a close of our presentations, 14 of them regarding the setting up of a training school program for the betterment of those who wish to preach the gospel, teach Bible classes, or do personal work one-to-one with individual families as they grow through life. And we talked about at the beginning the cost of such a school in a local congregation. How that it costs you in regard to the dedication of those who come to decide that they're going to set it up. The opportunity to set that up means that you will show up for the meetings, you'll plan the particular curriculum to be done, and you'll work within the framework of those individuals who come to be a part of that school study. As a result of that, they will grow, and the methodology that I talked about in their growth is a methodology that's been working for 48 years in the Training School for Better Service program that we have. And as a result, growing more and more and better, the opportunity to study God's Word and teach that Word to others is afforded to those individuals who wish to train for better service. Cost involved will also involve people who are assisting that particular work to go on. It's the work of the Lord being going on. It's the work of the Lord involved. And as a result of having that opportunity, there are benefactors that will help you in regard to that matter. Keeping a good record of contributions that are made, keeping a good score in regard to the things that are done. There'll be equipment that needs to be replaced. It is true that tape recording heads will wear out. They'll wear out so thin and everything that they'll just pop and hiss, and you'll not be able to hear really the speaking that is being done in that recording, and it'll need to be replaced. Such things as that, and also in our more modern time, we have the opportunity to have audiovisual materials so that we can have that to be recorded on DVDs so it can be seen. And as a result of the studies that are done, that particular kind of equipment also sometimes has worn out, needs to be replaced, and you'll have the funds wherewith, as you explain to people who want to be your benefactors, what goes on in regard to their having that material available and having the opportunity to use it. You have the natural things that will be there from the standpoint of year in and year out, regardless of equipment to be replaced that may come about in several years of use. You'll have envelopes. You'll have file folders. You'll have the purchase of stamps to mail out those envelopes. You'll have the purchase of toner in order to go into a machine that will do copies of material that you wish to send to individuals. When we worked the program in regard to correspondence work, we worked it so that the student would not have cost involved other than time and effort put into the studies. And as a result, when we sent a particular recording their way, we would ask for them to study that, take notes on that, and then we would also send a return envelope, a return mailer. It would have postage stamps attached, and they would send that back. We have all through these years been treated with people who have a love for what we're trying to do and serve the cause of God better. And I don't believe that we've lost but a two of those particular mail-outs throughout all of these years of time. Somehow or another in the mails, it just didn't get in, or it was in the mail and got lost in the process of the mail. We have been so blessed in that regard to have the benefactors' support and to have their interest in these matters and to have the help rendered to those individual students that need the assistance. I mentioned earlier in the study about number two in regard to this presentation, that would be individuals that would need study Bibles. They didn't have in that day and time access to those good books and good reference works. And as a result of that, they came to school ill-prepared to really look up things and be a better student themselves. And so we had the opportunity to do that with individuals when we have funds made available for that to go on. Once again, let me mention to you this. There are costs involved with this sort of thing. but that cost involved is minimal in regard to the good that you can get in return for faithfully serving the cause of God. Remember the words of Paul to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, in which he said, "The things thou hast heard and learned of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." All of us are willing to do that for those who are willing to teach others also. Somebody down the stream of time taught your folks, taught you, taught me, and helped us to better service. Thank you for listening to these studies. God bless you in every good way. This is Robert Rawson speaking.